Finally today, one of the notable things about the music on the album Day by Day by Nigerian Afrobeat musician Femi Kuti is that it sounds like Femi. That may sound obvious, but consider who his father was, Fela Kuti, the inventor of the Afrobeat genre. Fela died in 1997, but he continues to cast such a long shadow that whoever attempts to play Afrobeat, especially his children, is inevitably compared to him. Femi came to our studio recently to talk about the music and lyrics on his new CD. We began by listening to the politically charged track, You Better Ask Yourself.
Whilst they take all our resources,
talkie, 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 talkie,
leaving us in total poverty.
Talkie, 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 talkie.
In the liner notes to this new recording, Femi, the first one you've actually released in 7 years now, you write, You better ask yourself why everybody day rush for the resources of Africa. You better ask yourself how the richest continent get majority of the poorest people. Is this question sort of a mission statement for the whole album?
Yes, it's a question that I want the listeners to ask themselves.
And on the album, what answers do you offer?
The answers are, if you ask yourself these questions, the answers will come automatically. You will know it's because of the corruption in Africa. The corruption instigated by the West as well in Africa to take the mineral resources, and you'll have a better understanding and a better life.
You've been seeing this obviously in a very kind of acute way in Nigeria with the oil. I'm wondering if you can talk about that and how you kind of witness that every day.
I mean, we don't have electricity in Nigeria. I was about 13 when my father was talking about the problems of a country like Nigeria. Bad education, no good healthcare system, bad roads. We have all the money. The wealthy people are so wealthy. And then you see no care taken for the ordinary people on the streets, the teachers, doctors. Care is not taken for them by the government. And we sing about these things.
You better ask yourself.
Let's talk about the music on the CD, Day by Day. You play trumpet on this album. Had you played trumpet before?
No.
Why did you decide to pick up a new instrument? That's always a big challenge.
Yes, it was a very challenging challenge. It was a very
challenging challenge.
It was... I decided that 8 years ago, and it has always been my main dream. The trumpet has always been my first love. I had one at 8, and my father's cousin taught me the scale of C major, and then he disappeared. So the trumpet just went out of my mind completely. My father moved from the trumpet to the sax, so automatically I moved to the sax. But the trumpet had always been my main dream all my life.
And occasionally you step away from the trumpet and the reeds and you head over to the Hammond organ. You do it all.
Yes, because the Afrobeat sound needs the undercurrent. And the only instrument that can provide that undercurrent is the organ. All that and all that undercurrent in the music.
All these instruments that your father played, and yet the music on this album sounds decidedly like it's Femi Kuti. It's not just Afrobeat second generation.
Yes, everybody says that. That makes me feel very good. That means that the work I've done hasn't been in vain. That means people are listening to me. It gives me all the tools I need to be a happy person playing music.
Femi Kuti, currently on tour here in the United States. The latest recording is called Day by Day. Very good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you can see a short video of Femi Kuti answering the three main questions he asks in the song You Better Ask Yourself. Just go to theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great holiday weekend.